Hello, everybody. Good to see you again. Today I thought I would talk about misidentification and the sticky, sticky dream. The reason I want to bring that up specifically today is that yesterday I had a young man in my house, and very charming young guy. I liked him right away. And we did an awakening session together. And there are places now, unlike in the Book of Undoing, where I'm indicating that there are a number of different places where people wake up. Usually, there's one or two places now in an awakening session where you wake up, because a lot of it will have to do with where I accentuate it, you know, where I try to bring that about. And I used to have different methods, and now I've got some that work really well, so I do it a little differently than I used to. So, but this guy didn't wait. you know, he just woke up. He woke up in the next to the last inquiry that I usually go through with people, as far as a detailed inquiry. We do lots and lots after that, but as far as a detailed thing, he woke up in the next to the last one, which is usually the prep, the last bit of prep. But he just saw it very clearly, and he was, you know, stunned as everybody else is, or rocked would be a better way to put it. Rocked like everybody else is. And so we talked a little bit about it, and he was just clear as a bell. I don't want to go into a lot of it because I don't want to give it away, but he was just clear as a bell. I mean, he could see it, and I was just delighted because I had liked him a lot from the very beginning, and, you know, and particularly you got him in your house, hell, you want him to get it. So then we broke, because I always take a break in these things, and I take a break, I feed my cats, and he wanted some tea, so I made us some hot tea, and then we sat down, and I went through the last bit of detailed inquiry in an awakening story, which is usually where, someplace in that story is usually where most people will wake up. Some people wake up otherwise, but usually it's right in there. And what happened instead was that this guy went back to sleep. I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing at the, you know, just the irony of it, was that what I consider to be, what many people consider to be my very strongest stuff, and matter of fact, they put too much weight on it because they don't see that it's a pretty strong story, but it won't work unless the mind has been taken to a specific place. And two-thirds of an awakening session is all about getting the mind to that special place. And we got his mind to that special place. We got his mind beyond that special place. Yep, boom. Next thing you know, he just cloudy as ever. I tried a couple of things, and he wasn't really dead cloudy in the sense that I was able to bring him back to partial awakeness a couple of times where you could say, oh yes, okay, I'm feeling something, but we just couldn't quite get there. I can't remember another case that's happened precisely like that one. But what it really is, what this is about, is that we might talk about hearing versus accepting, and this guy was ready to hear the truth. I mean, that's the only reason he woke up. It's not because I'm particularly good at this. It's just that, I mean, I think I am pretty good at it, but it's not that. No, as good as I might be, if someone's not ready to hear this, it won't do a bit of good. Won't do a bit of good. So, and this guy was right ready to hear the truth. He really was, and that's the reason he woke up. It's the reason he woke up early, and he saw some other things very clearly early on. I mean, I knew he was going to get it. There was no question in my mind. He was just seeing too clearly. He really was. He's a very smart guy. Got a very keen mind, and I could see that. You know, he could tell from what he was telling me that he was having a very deep seeing all the way along, and you know, fairly, you know, somewhat deeper than normal, and. So what this guy was lacking, so to speak, was the readiness to accept what he heard. Because see, the funny thing is that first part of an awakening session is discovering what we are not And he was terrific at that. He was very good at discovering what he was not. And in that last bit, which is usually a sort of like a crescendo or something for me, is showing you what you are after having discovered, after having disarmed the mind completely by showing it what it's not. It's then ready to be to see what it is. And so when I brought that on, he was unwilling to accept what he was, because if he really accepted what he was, then he was going to have to move out. In other words, if he accepted where he was, he's going to wake up. There's going to be a lot of change. And there can be significant change just from seeing what you're not, but it's probably not going to be, well, you know, who knows? It could be permanent. I mean, I don't know. But it wasn't for this guy. Let's just stick to that. So this willingness to see what we are, I've seen this before. I've talked about this before on these videos. I've written about it before. I had somebody wake up, and then you see that the awakening is not meeting their expectations. It's not meeting their demands. That's really what it comes down to. So, you know, this guy, and I talked about the fact prior to that you didn't need the big explosive awakening and stuff like that, and you don't. And most of the people that I talked to don't have them anymore. I used to have a lot more people that had them than I do now. I think it's just because, I don't know why it is, but I know that I don't put any, I don't try to cause one. I mean, I don't go after a big wham bam thing. So I think it's probably the more matter of factness of the inquiry that brings about a more matter-of-fact awakening. And I have found that they are much more reliable. Those big explosive awakenings, they're fun to watch. They're fun to be in. They're fun to, you know, and then boy, they really think you're the big guru when you're done with them. Man, oh God, I just sure got my money's worth. Bye, 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 bye. You are it, man. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But what I notice is that the shoe, when the other shoe drops on those big awakenings, man, it really drops hard and fast. So you can go from the explosive, oh my God, I see it, I'm it, da da da, it's all there, right back to, I can't see a damn thing. I don't know who I am. I don't know what's going on. I can't even remember having woken up, or I remember something but not what it was. Blah, but whatever. But it'll just, that's the nature of yin yang. I mean, guess what? You know, it's the same thing. I mean, we got the up, the down matches the up. So when we have these more matter-of-fact awakenings, I don't know how to put it, that's one way. So do you have these more matter-of-fact awakenings, then we tend to not go down so far. And that's what's really important. It's not that we boom, boom, you know, see Jesus and have angels and all fireworks and all that. That's fine if we do. It's a nice spiritual experience. Everybody loves them, including me. But they can be counterproductive to actually awakening, because we get attached to that. You know, I've talked here or written about a friend of mine who has become addicted to the actual awakening surprise itself. You know, I've told him I will not be your drug dealer. I will not wake you up anymore. Doesn't mean that if we were talking that he had a spontaneous awakening, I'm not trying to stop that. And I hope he does, but it just means that I'm not going to do any kind of non-dual chiropractic work in order to induce an awakening. Because I have a lot of influence in these things. I can't make them happen, but I certainly have a lot of influence. That's why when people call me, they wake up. Or most of them do. So the sticky dream is where I watched this guy, that misidentification. I just watched him, because when he came over here, we'll just say his name was Bob, and he was Bob, absolutely Bob. We got just about 2/3 of the way through the session, and bam, he ain't Bob. He sees that very clearly. Oh my God, you know. And that's always just it's a fun shock, but this guy just got it. I mean, we talked about it, but man, by the time that tea was up, by the time I had that tea fixed, or actually, that was not true. We started going into the inquiry, and then it just faded right out. I mean, the inquiry started out pretty good, and then faded. So, what we want to do here is just try to our very best if we, because there's certainly this young man wants to wake up, and this man, young man will wake up. I mean, he has already broken through the gate. He just couldn't stay there. But we have to drop our preconceptions, because he agreed with me that there was fear, and that and also that because fear of loss, right? We can think we're going to die. I mean, some part of us will. So it's not too goofy to think that. So we can think we're going to die. There can be a lot of fear that can come up from that. This guy wasn't showing the physical symptoms of fear, but apparently, he told me there was some. He told me when he got here there was a good bit of fear, and he was afraid there was not the willingness. And I was just, and I kind of blew it off, because usually they show up at my house, they're pretty damn willing. I mean, he came from North Carolina, so I mean, he's clearly got a lot of willingness. He's got a lot more willingness than a lot of people. Just the fates, as the fates have it, he just requires more willingness than most people in order to wake up. And I don't understand it. That's just the way it is. Everybody's different. Every single case is different. There's nothing. So the reason I talk about the fact that every awakening session is different, because different things have to happen for different people in order for them to wake up. There's a general trend, there's a general path, but there's nothing, but it's not certainly not cookie cutter by a long shot. So the key to understand is that I'm going to try to make this brief. What happens is that we're waiting as we're trying to wake up. We're waiting for this body to wake up, this personality to wake up. I was waiting for Fred to wake up, and Fred never wakes up. I mean, Fred never woke up. He never does, and never could. I mean, it just, that the capacity to wake up is not within one of these units. They just don't have it. So it's not this that wakes up. Of course, you know, it is awareness itself that wakes up. But because this doesn't wake up, guess what? When the experience is quote over, when an awakening session is over, or our own, if we're not in an awakening session, if we just have one spontaneously, when that initial aspect, that initial rush of awakening, when that's gone, then what will happen is that while we're sitting there and we're just, oh boy, this is wonderful, I finally got it, oh my God, you know, I've broken through the gateless gate, I'm finally awake, I'm finally, you know, everything's finally going to be good for me, and this and that, and this and that, and then all of a sudden what happens is my body picks an argument with what is. Exactly what happens. My body or my mind. My body-mind picks an argument with what is. It's raining and it shouldn't be. That person's going too slow. That person's not doing what I'm doing, what I want them to be doing. The economy's bad. We shouldn't be having that earthquake. Whatever it is, it makes no difference. It can be small, it can be large, it makes no difference. But as long as I'm in disagreement with what is, I cannot possibly be awake. I mean, I can be fundamentally awake and just be, you know, about back in the dream for a moment, but I can't actually be awake at that moment and be arguing with what is, because I am what is. So to say, you know, if I'm arguing with what I am, then I'm not awake. I mean, that's really just that simple. I can't be awake. Not if I'm arguing with what is. So it turned out that this guy and I talked about it, and he felt like, you know what, I really did want the big experience, because he had poo-pooed it with me at the very beginning. But hell, we always all want it to some degree, because what we think is, and this is not true, but what we think is that if I have the big spiritual experience, that will prove it conclusively, that I have had the awakening, and now it's etched in stone, and thank God now I can get back to my lazy life, or whatever it is that we think we're going to do. But that's not the way it works, because that's the reason I've said about the big bang explosions, or awakenings. When those happen, the odds of our maintaining any percentage of that kind of awakeness are very, very low. Because what happens is they say, oh, you know, they may remember, well, I woke up, but they don't remember what that was. It went away, and now I've got to get it back. So you're no better off having had a big awakening and getting cloudy than you are having had a little awakening and getting cloudy. You're actually worse off because now you think that that big explosive thing is enlightenment itself. I did. Anybody would. But it's not. It's not. It's the download that's important. It's the understanding that's the important. And I want to call it information, but it's, so it's not really a download. It's just a, but the knowing is what's important. And that experiential knowing, that we call it seeing, but we can't actually see reality, we can only be reality. And then when we be in reality, we can see it, so to speak. But we have to actually be it. So the willingness to not put preconditions on our awakening, to the willingness to not demand a certain type of awakening in a certain environment with certain people and all of this kind of stuff, we just bump our odds of waking up. Every time we drop a demand, we bump our odds. We may get our demands, but we may not get them when we want them. We may not get them at all. We may get them, but we may not get them in this life. I mean, this thing is pretty tricky. But it's so simple. It really is so simple. I could not possibly have woken up with this many people if it wasn't just simple as falling in the shower. I mean, you know, in other words, it's actually easier to fall in the shower than it is to stand up. In many ways, and it's the same thing with this. It's actually easier to wake up than it is to stay asleep, but we can't see that until we do. So I hope this has been helpful. I'll see you later. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.